Advent, Advent, ein Lichtlein brennt. Erst eins, dann zwei, dann drei, dann vier, dann steht das Christkind vor der Tür. Hello and welcome to GermanPodcast.de, dem Podcast zum Deutschlernen. Ja, liebe Freunde, es ist Adventszeit. Adventszeit is the German word for Advent season, at least that's what I found in the dictionary. So, the last four Sundays until Christmas. And I started this session with a Kinderreim. So, today I will tell you a little bit about Adventszeit here in Germany. And we'll start this with a little text I found on Wikipedia about the background of the Adventszeit. It's a German text. I've put the text on the homepage. And yeah, let's try if you can understand it. Ursprünglich entsprach der Begriff Advent dem griechischen Begriff Epiphaneia, I don't speak Greek, Erscheinung und bedeutet die Ankunft, Anwesenheit, Besuch eines Amtsträgers, insbesondere die Ankunft von Königen oder Kaisern. Es konnte aber auch die Ankunft der Gottheit im Tempel ausdrücken. Dieses Wort übernahmen nun die Christen, um ihre Beziehung zu Jesus Christus, dem Sohn Gottes, auszusagen. Die Adventszeit war ursprünglich eine Fastenzeit, die die alte Kirche auf die Tage zwischen dem 11. November und dem ursprünglichen Weihnachtstermin, dem Erscheinungsfest am 6. Januar, festlegte. Diese 8 Wochen ergeben, abzüglich der fastenfreien Sonn- und Samstage, insgesamt 40 Tage. Die Adventszeit geht zurück auf das 7. Jahrhundert. In der römischen Kirche des Westens gab es zunächst zwischen 4 und 6 Adventssonntage, bis Papst Gregor der Große 4 Adventssonntage festlegte. Die rechtsverbindliche Regelung erfolgte erst 1570 durch Papst Pius den V. Im ambrosianischen Ritus hat sich die 6-wöchige Adventszeit bis heute gehalten. Okay, I admit, this wasn't an easy text. It starts at second 40, in case you want to, you know, go backward to it. So, when I think back to my childhood, I lived in a village and you know, old times, we still had snow when I was a kid and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, the memories I have are about snow, you know, building Schneemänner, snowmen, to build snowmen, Schneeballschlachten, to throw snow at each other, die Schneeballschlacht. And of course, the Adventszeit, you know, candles, learning poems, eating lots of chocolate and nuts. I love nuts. So I ate a lot of nuts and chocolate and yeah. And always candles. I mean, candles, Adventszeit, the first thing that comes into my mind are candles. We always had a Adventskranz, der Adventskranz. We had one at home and we usually build one to take with us at school. So in the first hour in the morning it was still dark and we could turn on the candle and sometimes we even read poems or short stories or something like that. And of course we have Nikolaus on the 6th of December, which is yesterday, and it's traditionally with us where I come from to put a boot in front of the door, and by magic, you know, St. Nicholas comes and fills it with nuts and chocolate and sweets. By the way, the Swiss don't really do it. They have different traditions here. But where I come from, we put a boot in front of the door and somebody put chocolate in there. And it wasn't my mom. Or so she said. Anyway, the best time about Adventszeit, of course, is Christmas, but I don't want to talk about Christmas today. We'll do this in a week or two. So, basically, Adventszeit, what else do we have? Shopping, of course, a lot of shopping for Christmas, and the Christkindlmarkt, which is very famous. Nowadays, you have it in nearly every town. You have a market with a lot of, yeah, again, candles. You can buy all kind of stuff. But the important thing is it's in the winter, there's snow, you can drink hot alcoholic drinks. I mean, I couldn't as a kid, but nowadays, I still don't do it, but whether I could. Anyway, so that's what I remember. Buying stupid things, buying sweets on the market, Christkindl market, and drinking like grog, for example. I've heard some people, you know, drink it. Not I. Anyway, so that's again, that's famous, and of course, Christstollen. Christstollen is a kind of cake, and you only get it in the Christmas season, and I really love it. It's very sweet, but it's very good. I really like it. And it's not too hard to make it yourself. It takes a lot of time, but it's not difficult. And yeah, everybody's impressed if you can do this, because it's supposed to be difficult. But really, psst, don't tell it to anybody, but it isn't difficult. It just takes a lot of time, because it needs several weeks to, you know, to ripe, to be really good. Yeah, okay, I would think enough about Advent. For me personally, it's a little bit difficult at the moment, because I don't work at Credit Suisse anymore. Yeah, it really didn't work out with the team, and the job wasn't what I expected. And anyway, we kind of separated, and quite of suddenly, so I'm currently looking for a new job. And of course, I hope to find one soon, before the Christmas season starts and everybody goes skiing and nobody cares about me not having a job. So I kind of put a lot of work in there, but I'm very optimistic, because at the moment information technology is growing strongly. We need a lot of people, so it should be fairly easy to find a new job. Yeah, the weather is very bad. It's raining all day, gray, and not even snow. I mean, we have December. If it were snow, I could go into the mountains. But, you know, yeah, as usual, when I have holidays, it's raining all day long. But, yeah, I can't have it all. So at least I can use the time to... I have a very big book lying here, Economics of Money, Banking and Financial Markets. Yeah, you know, it's a heavy book, and I have a lot of time now to read it. Okay, I'll go back to my book, and for you I wish a very good weekend, einen schönen zweiten Advent, a nice second Advent, and I'm sure you will hear more from me, because I probably have a lot of time during the next week, so see you soon. Tschüss.